It is Banless Filth. It's Neil Atkinson. I've got Phil Bludell. I've got Neil Docking. I've got Dan Austin. I am conscious that I haven't, at the time of recording this, got the results for the last one. So we'll sort that out. And so there can be some aggressive polling work done. Canvassing up and down the country. Sorry?
Docking lost all three.
Well, I mean, it hasn't happened yet, Phil. It hasn't happened yet, so don't get carried away. We have got Neil Docking here as well. For Neil, we haven't had the polls yet, and is Phil giving it the big one?
I'm not really sure about the tone he's adopting here early on. I wanted to welcome Dan Austin to the award-winning band This Filth. I know it's his first time on the show. It's a lot unlike many other shows, and one of the things that makes it so special is the collegiate atmosphere. The way we all encourage each other, support each other for the benefit of the entertainment of the tour listeners, support one another. You know, it's a safe space for healthy debate, Dan, and I want you to enjoy
In the spirit of that, my preparation for this evening has involved shadow boxing around the living room, giving it with each dig, imagining your face. And throwing darts at a dartboard that I'd printed out your Echo byline photo onto.
I feel like an olive branch has been snapped before me.
I mean, I don't think it was snapped so much as like set on fire after it was snapped, and then
shoved back down your throat.
I tell you what, there's some filth going to get banned tonight, and we will work through it. It's all goalkeepers, this edition of Ban This Filth. It's all goalkeepers, and that I came up with one of them. One of them was suggested by unknown entity, and I thought I'll have the third one also be goalkeepers. That will be helpful at this point. So
we're trans, we ban Andy Heatonen.
I mean, he'd love that if he was. I mean, he'd be absolutely gutted he's missed the all goalkeepers ban this film.
The blooper one,
sorry,
is it the blooper round?
Well, ban it him. Should be. We will.
I'd mainly be interested to find out when unknown entity is finally going to be given his full time Anfield rap employment contract, because the fella puts more hours in than any other fucker.